who's going to do this for us?
I have.
Okay, hold on one moment, sir. Who?
I have.
Okay, the Honorable Mr. Michael Johnson is going to conduct your hearing at this time, sir. Please hold on to the phone.
Good morning, sir. You're appearing before the Arizona Board of Executive Clemency, sir. Could you please state your full name, your ADC number for us for the record?
Michael James Lau, 145623.
Okay, Mr. Lowe, I'm going to introduce you to the board members. Although you cannot see us, I'm going to introduce you to the board members conducting your hearing today. You have the Honorable Luis Quinones, the Honorable David Neal, the Honorable Dr. C.T. Wright, who's our board chair, the Honorable Mrs. Gail Rittenhouse. My name is Michael Johnson, sir. I am going to be acting as your hearing lead this morning. Also with us today, sir, representing the Department of Corrections, as well as your parole officer, is Mr. Grady. Sir, prior to your hearing today, you received and you signed a notification form that informed you that you were going to have this board's hearing today. You recall receiving and signing that form, sir?
Do what?
Prior to your hearing today, you received and you signed a notification form that advised you that you were going to have this board's hearing today. Do you recall receiving and signing that form?
Yes, I do.
Okay, on that form, sir, it notified you of your right to appear and speak on your own behalf or either to hire a licensed attorney to represent you at your own expense. Did you hire an attorney or are you representing yourself today, sir?
Myself.
Okay. So at this time, I'd like to advise you and Mr. Grady, swear you and Mr. Grady in. I keep with them, Mr. I'd like to swear you and Mr. Grady in. Do you solemnly swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God, and do you so affirm?
Yes.
I do.
Okay, Mr. Lowe, your hearing is going to be conducted in two phases, sir. In phase one, the board will make a determination whether the terms and condition of your community supervision have been violated. In phase two, we will determine whether your community supervision should be revoked or reinstated, sir. We're going to start out in phase one. Sir, you have one allegation listed on your warrant. I'm going to read that allegation to you. When I read you the allegation, sir, I'm going to give you the option to either state that the allegation is true, false, or you can take the fifth. The reason that you have the option to take the fifth, sir, is that you do have a booking number and a DR number attached to your warrant, and these hearings are tape recorded, and anything you say in these hearings, the attorneys could later subpoena those into court to be used against you, okay? Mr. Lowe?
Yeah.
Did you understand what your options are, sir?
Yes.
Okay. So the violation on your warrant, the allegation on your warrant states that you're in violation of Arizona Condition of Supervision Number 5, as demonstrated by your possession of drug paraphernalia on or about January 1st, 2019, in Maricopa, Arizona. Sir, is that true, false, or would you like to take the fifth?
Take the fifth.
Okay. So then that you take the fifth, I'm going to go to the parole officer, Mr. Grady, to get some additional information, okay?
Allegation number one. Per the Phoenix Police Department, on 1-1-2019, at approximately 11:59 hours, Officer Leonard, 10384, responded to 3134 West Van Buren Street in response to someone trespassing at Brewer Restaurant. Upon arrival, Officer Leonard located the individual and identified him as the offender, Michael Lowe, 145623. After discovering that the offender had an outstanding warrant out of Phoenix, Officer Leonard called fellow Phoenix police officers Lewis 8811, who responded and assisted in placing the offender under arrest. During the search of the offender's person, a glass pipe commonly used to smoke illegal drugs was found in the offender's left front pocket. The offender was then transported to South Mountain Precinct. Follow-up number one. The offender was transported to South Mountain Precinct in charge of possession of drug paraphernalia. The offender gave a post-Miranda interview in which he told Officer Leonard that he used a pipe found in his pocket to smoke methamphetamine and any other drug he had at the time. The offender also stated that he used a pipe to smoke illegal drugs a couple of times a day.
Okay, thank you, Mr. Grady. All right, then that Mr. Lowe has taken the fifth, we won't give him any questions, but based on the information contained in warrant number 2019-W0003 and the information from the parole officer, Mr. Grady, I'm going to move to find that Mr. Lowe was delinquent, that he did violate the terms and conditions of his supervision, and that he may have lapses about the lapse into criminal ways or company.
Second. Second.
Motion by myself, second, Ms. Rittenhouse, read Mr. Quinones, Mr. Moore, Dr. Wright. Okay, Mr. Lowe, we're going to go into phase two of your hearing, sir. During phase two, the board will make a determination whether to revoke or reinstate you on your community supervision. We're going to start off phase two with getting some additional information from the parole officer, Mr. Grady. Then I'm going to go over some information with you in the warrant, sir, and give you an opportunity, Mr. Lowe, to present any information that you feel relevant to the board, okay?
Okay.
All right, Mr. Grady.
Mr. Lowe was released from DOC on December 27th of 2018 and was arrested on January 1st, 2019 by Phoenix PD. His new charges, possession of dangerous drugs, was returned back to DOC on January 14th of 2019. He has a CCD of May 27th of 2019 and reflects 0 abscond days. Current conviction, 2018, criminal damage, 1 year, 6 months. Prior convictions, 1999. Drug paraphernalia violation, 1 year, 1999. Theft, 1 year, 2001. Narcotic drug violation, 5 years, 2007. Narcotic drug violation, 1 year, 6 months, 2009. Narcotic drug violation, 2 years. His 5 term with DOC, his CDIR scores are 2-2, mental health scores are 1, substance abuse scores are 2. He has no gang affiliation. Prior term of supervision, 2000 TIS release, arrested on new charges, revoked by the BOEC. 2005 TIS release, absconded for 46 days, arrested and revoked by the BOEC. 2008 TIS release, completed 5 months. 2010 TIS release, absconded for 43 days, arrested and revoked by the BOEC. 2011 TIS release, completed 3 months. Disciplinary violations are moderate. Other arrests, 1997, theft, Arizona guilty, other sanctions. 2000, narcotic drug violation, Arizona felony conviction, probation. 2001, narcotic drug violation, Arizona felony conviction, probation. 2001, narcotic drug violation, Arizona guilty, other sanctions. 2006, narcotic drug violation, Arizona guilty, other sanctions. 2009, narcotic drug violation, Arizona guilty, other sanctions. 2016, assault, Arizona misdemeanor conviction, probation. He got community risk score of a G4V5.
All right, thank you, Mr. Grady. So, Mr. Lowe, I see that when you were released from prison, you were approved to reside at Traditions, located at 2429 West Vista Avenue in Phoenix. And it looks like that you did go there and you checked in. However, you walked out the next day and you never returned. How come you never returned, sir?
To tell you the truth, I wanted to go have a beer. Didn't go about the things to do on my list. But I didn't get to that list, so.
So what'd you do? You went out and had a beer and that just caused you to relapse, sir?
Yeah.
So did you start doing drugs too after you had the bill? What'd you do?
Yeah, I did.
So where did you just stay? You just stand on the street, sir? Homeless?
Yeah.
It says here that did you work during that period of time, sir?
Which period?
That short
this
period.
Time?
Yes, sir. The short period of time that you were out.
No, I didn't.
Okay.
I was scheduled to start the job on Wednesday, and I got out on a Monday.
Uh-huh. Okay. And you didn't take any UAs because
No, I didn't.
So you know that you needed to contact your POs, or you just decided not to contact the POs. So you were out about 4 or 5 days?
Yeah, I was out, I think, 3 days. Three or four days.
Okay. Mr. Lowe, let me see if the board has any additional questions for you. Seeing no additional questions coming from the board, Mr. Lowe, we're coming up on a conclusion of your hearing, sir. Is there anything else you'd like to say to the board before we go into discussing that's relevant to your case, sir?
No.
Okay. So the board's going to go into a discussion, during which time we will make a determination whether to revoke or reinstate your community supervision. I need you to stay on the phone, sir, so that you can hear the discussion taking place. However, I need you to remain silent during the discussion. I will get back with you upon the conclusion of the discussion, okay?
Okay.
All right. The board's now going into discussion. Appears Mr. Lowe has been in prison in five separate times. One time he was arrested, two times he was absconded, but then there's two times when he also completed his community supervision. And this time he says he got out, he went to the halfway house and decided to go get a beer, and that just kind of turned it all around for him. He kind of relapsed and started back to doing drugs. He sounds as a very honest person. He's been honest with us as he's talking with us today. I think that Mr. Lowe has a release date of May 27th of 2019, which is about 3 months from now. I really think that if Mr. Lowe would take this time that he has left, really work on trying to see if he can get into NA or any type of programs that he can get into, and get himself set up with a plan so when he gets out, he won't be on any parole or community supervision. Now, hopefully he can try to get off drugs and be a productive citizen once he gets out. That's my feelings at the time. However, I'm willing to listen to the rest of the board. Hearing no comments coming from the board, then I'm moved to revoke the community supervision of Mr. Lowe, find that he was delinquent, that he did violate the terms and conditions of his supervision, that he had lapses, was about to lapse into criminal ways of company, as he did relapse and start to drink and use drugs at the time that he was out prior to being apprehended by the police officer, and was alleged to have been in possession and drug paraphernalia at the time. That will be my motion at this time.
Second.
A motion by myself, second Ms. Rittenhouse, agree Mr. Quinones, Mr. Mills, Dr. Wright. Okay, Mr. Lowe?
Yes.
Sir, the board is voting to revoke your community supervision. You do have a release date of May 27th of 2019. During which time you won't be on any parole or community supervision. You won't have to report to a parole officer. So I really do hope that you take this time that you have left while you're incarcerated. Try to do an NA or AA programs or any programs that you can get involved in while you're incarcerated, sir. Work with your CO3 so that when you get out and May, you can get involved in some type of programming that can just really help you. So it sounds like that you do have a drug problem, which you know, but if you work on getting rid of that, so you probably won't have any more negative contact with law enforcement and be a productive citizen. That is our hope for you, sir. I want to thank you for taking the time to appear before this board. That is going to conclude your hearing at this time, Mr. Lowe. Could you put the CO3 on the line for me, please?
Thank you.
You're welcome.